Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Kathy Weiss with the Nacelle organization. She's looking for a host family for an exchange student from Holland for the upcoming school year.
If you could explain some about the work that your organization does.
Sure. Nacelle Open Door, it's a nonprofit organization based in St. Paul, Minnesota. It was established to promote cultural understanding and language education and help young people develop a better awareness of their role as citizens in a global economy and throughout the world. Nacelle has been involved in cultural exchange for over 50 years, so they really do a great job of it. I have been involved with another cultural exchange program through EF. It's called Cultural Care Au Pair. And I've been with that organization for over 7 years now, and Nacelle is something that I've been associated with placing high school students for the past 3 years. And I chose them because they're a leader, they're based in the Midwest, and they have a great track record. Their standards are really high, and the kids who apply to this program are really more mature and academically focused than maybe students accepted in other organizations that I've looked at.
Okay. So high academic achievement is definitely something to look forward to with some of these exchanges.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. All of the students, their English skills are very good. They are high achievers in the classroom. They're good role models. In my 3 years with the program, I have just been very impressed with the caliber of students, and I have not had any problems with students, you know, bad behaviors or anything like that. So I've heard horror stories with coordinators of other cultural exchange programs, and fortunately I haven't had that experience with Nacelle. So, and Lindy, the student that I'm hoping to place in Pella, is from the Netherlands. She is 17, and she is academically focused, gifted. She has very high English language ability. She also has studied French and German. So, she's a high achiever.
So it sounds pretty well-rounded. And I guess my next question would be, what are some of the things that you look for when you're looking for a community in which to place an exchange student? What are some of those things you look for? Are you looking for sort of cultural parallels where obviously here in Pella we've got a lot of Dutch heritage and that makes that transition a bit easier?
Yes. Actually, I've lived throughout Iowa. I'm from the Quad Cities, and I've had a chance to spend some time in Pella. And I enjoy the bakery on the square that does the Dutch letters, and there's a dress shop there that I enjoy and have worked with on fashion shows and so on. And so I chose Pella because this student is Dutch, and I thought that it would be a very enriching experience for a family to host her. And I also looked at Pella High School and their activities, and they seemed like a good fit for this particular student. But when I go to place a student, I do look at their background and try to match them with a school that, you know, offers what their interests are.
And so what are some of the things, as far as the host family, what are some of those things that you're looking for, qualities as far as providing that experience for them while they're in Pella?
I'm hoping to find a family for Lindy who is interested in learning more about the Netherlands and the world and that language and culture. I'm also interested in finding a family who maybe has a high school student or younger children who are interested in that enrichment experience of learning about another culture. Although I have placed students with single as well, whose children are grown, and they've worked out to be, you know, wonderful host parents too. So I'm not saying that that situation wouldn't work, but ideally a family who has a high school student or junior high level children who are just wanting the language skills and hoping to learn about another culture.
Okay. And finally, the folks that will be interested in this, what can they do to sort of, I guess, for lack of a better term, get on the list? And how does that process work, finally deciding where to place this student, Lindy?
Sure. Well, all that they need to do is contact me, and I can be reached at 319-621-4668. And that's my cell phone, or they can send me an email. Also, there is a website, nacelleopendoor.org, where they can learn more about the process of hosting. There is no cost involved in hosting a student, aside from providing room and board. Students come with their own spending money, and all of their school fees are paid for by their parents. So there's no out-of-pocket expense, but of course, feeding another person in the household is a concern for some households. So we want to make sure that the family is able to take in those costs and participate without reservation.
Certainly. Is there a timeline, a deadline for some of these things to be done?
Well, I'm hoping to identify a host family for Lindy within the next few days. Ideally by next Tuesday, or I may have to look at another school in another community in Iowa. I chose Pella for her, and for the last month I've been trying to identify a host family, but with school not being in session and teachers vacationing and so on, it's a challenge.
Certainly. Well, we'll hope that our little talk here today has enlightened some folks, and anyone who's interested, of course, can get a hold of you in the ways that you've mentioned, and we'll be sure to get the word out on our website as well. And is there anything else you'd like to add, Kathy?
It's just an enriching opportunity for a family who has the time and the room. I should mention that a family should have either a separate bedroom for the student, or the student can share a bedroom with another child. Should be similar in age, however, and that's really the only stipulation. The process does include a home visit by me once the family has been identified, and then there is an online application that the family is asked to complete that does include a background check. We have to remain within the guidelines of the U.S. State Department, which asks that certain parameters be met.
Sure.
And, with that family.
Thank you so much for your time this morning. We appreciate it, and we hope to find a host family for you real soon.
Great. Thanks so much.
Again, that was our guest, Kathy Weiss, on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com and the Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast on KNIAKRLS.